Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Eve, Olive and Ruby with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland general practitioners will have the ability to diagnose ADHD in adults and prescribe medication from December 1st. This expands the scope of specialist GPs in Queensland who can currently prescribe ADHD medication for patients aged 4 to 18 years old. Queensland Health Minister Tim Nicholls said the change was being introduced in a bid to make care easier and more affordable to access, making it an Australian first. Quote, "This is a nation-leading first, allowing specialist GPs to diagnose and prescribe for patients over the age of 18, no matter where they are throughout the state," end quote. In other local news, a fourth case of measles has been confirmed after last month's Jelly Roll concert in Brisbane. Authorities are urging attendees to be alert for symptoms, as the person with the virus has been identified in the Logan region. The person who was unknowingly infectious has visited a number of places since the concert, including Mustangs Brothers Football Club and Mullin Pharmacy. The Metro South Public Health Unit assured that, quote, "While these locations do not pose an ongoing risk, those that have attended the locations in the past couple of days should monitor for symptoms," end quote.
In national news, opposition leader Suzanne Lee revealed that emissions would no longer be an objective of Australia's energy operator under a coalition plan endorsed by the Nationals and Liberals, prioritising affordability and reliability over climate. Multiple moderate Liberals have raised concerns about the potential for taxpayer funds being used to underwire or support new coal power projects. Shadow Climate Change Minister Dan Tehan said that the coalition had always agreed to take a, quote, technologically neutral approach, end quote. In other local news, new proposed crocodile ownership rules by the Northern Territory government will see new fees and fines to ensure the safe conservation of domestically owned crocodiles. Owners will pay $300 fines to pet escapes, with another $100 per hour for the crocodile remains on the loose. The plan also includes a requirement for new owners to have the animals undergo a procedure to receive identification marking, a full upgrade to enclosure standard. Attorney General Marie-Claire Boothby said the government wanted to, quote, ensure that there was a responsible crocodile ownership, end quote, in the Northern Territory, where 63 residents are currently licensed to own pet crocs.
In international news, Indian authorities have announced that last week's deadly car blast in Delhi was the result of a suicide bomber. The attacker was a compliance from Indian administered Kashmir, where police have carried out multiple sweeping raids in the past few days. The NIA said in a statement that it has arrested Amir Rashid Ali, whose name was registered to the car involved in the attack. The Indian Prime Minister called the attack a conspiracy and vowed to bring the perpetrators, their collaborators, and their sponsors to justice. For your weather today, Brisbane is bright and sunny, so drink up and wear a hat. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The river was at king tide by 8 a.m. this morning and should reach the low before 3 p.m. this afternoon. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. And that's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.